KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators from colleges around the D.C. area chanting at George Washington University. That audio courtesy of WJLA. The college protests over the war in Gaza have created a new challenge for President Biden.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, consumer prices keep going up.
Prices rose 0.3% from February to March, the same as in the previous month, says the government. Compared to a year earlier, prices were up 2.7% in March. Why? Well, more expensive gas and higher prices for restaurant meals, health care, auto repairs, and insurance, among other things. Prices for food, rent, gas, and other necessities are still about 20 to 30% higher than they were 4 years ago in the pandemic year of 2020. Average pay has also risen since then, but many Americans feel they earned those larger paychecks, only to have the higher prices undercut the gain. I'm Rita Foley.
More than 140,000 taxpayers filed their taxes through the new IRS Direct File Pilot Program and saved roughly $5.6 million in fees with commercial tax preparation companies. But there's no guarantee the program will be available next year. Officials say they need to evaluate on whether the building out the program is feasible. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Washington state.
Officials at Creekside Elementary School in Issaquah have rejected an application by Christian students to form a prayer club. This despite the fact that other secular clubs, including a gay-straight alliance chapter, have been approved. The Christian legal group First Liberty Institute is going to bat for the students, telling the Christian Post, quote, they have a constitutionally protected right to start a prayer club. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Arizona lawmakers work on a measure to repeal the state's 1864 abortion ban. Neighboring California is looking to cash in. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a measure that would allow doctors from Arizona to provide abortions for Arizona patients in California. 14 other states are already enforcing bans on abortion in all stages of pregnancy. California has been seeking to make itself an abortion destination. This is SRN News. It was history in the making. Signal callers dominate the first 12 picks of the NFL draft. Correspondent Denny Kapp has more from Detroit.
For the first time in NFL draft history, five quarterbacks are selected in the top 10, while six go in the top 12. USC's Caleb Williams went first to the Chicago Bears.
Unique moment, unique time for me, because I've been striving and reaching for this moment to be the number one pick, and so I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be on this team.
The Commanders selected Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jaden Daniels with the second pick. North Carolina's Drake May went third to the Patriots. The Falcons stunned everyone, taking Michael Penix Jr. at number 8 1 month after signing Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal. The Vikings traded up to 10 to select Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy, while Bo Nix went to Denver at number 12. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
And round two of the draft tonight in the Motor City. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.